Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit mensteaclinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You have Corey Majors and Chris Strong.
Food coma.
Is in with us for the day. Normally it would be Medford, but Chris said on fair day, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And pushed his way in.
I'm proud of you.
Also, on a Cowboys victory Monday, and I just want to say this. There's a couple of things. First of all, we've heard a lot of positive stuff. We'll talk with Stephen Jones at noon. We've also got Richard Sherman coming up at about 11:45. Jake Ferguson tweeted out, God is good. Now, there has been buzz from Steven, from Mike, from Dak, that you avoided a major catastrophe with Jake Ferguson, which would have been a downer for what was an otherwise spectacular day. And there is no one, I don't think anyone's even going to try this. I don't want to hear any excuses.
I dare you.
The Cowboys went on the road and beat a team that we think is going to be good. Now, if you want to revisit that in a couple of months, that's fine. This team had a lot of expectations in the Cleveland Browns, and they got worked by the Cowboys.
That is interesting because, Kevin, when we discussed our playoff teams, the four that are going to be new to it, I did kick Cleveland out. So that's
right. Everybody except for Corey thought Cleveland was going to be good, and that's why we shipped Mike off this week.
But they were a playoff team last year, and they have and Deshaun Watson. Like, they spent a lot to get him. Cowboys made him look very human.
Hey, for the record, he did a good job of making himself look like that a couple of times.
Yeah.
There was a couple of non-pressure situations that I'm like, who's that for?
Some of his throws just, and maybe some of it was because there was so much pressure around him all day. By the third quarter, he looked like he didn't want to be there anymore. After they scored their touchdown, it was like, oh, crap. Now I just made them play harder again.
Right.
And he was just tired of getting hit. And I heard Bobby say 17 quarterback hits, which was about 18% of their total quarterback hits last year for the Cowboys. So the 17 quarterback hits from the Cowboys defense. It's one of those exceptional moments right there. That's a, look, man, it was a positive day. It's game one, positive to take away from it. You got a win on the road. You stunk on the road last year. This is a good thing to take away from it. And there were plenty of things that we can dive into and say this was good, and very few things that you can say was miserable. It is really going to hurt the team.
From the 7-6-3. We'll get around to this. How about them Vikings? Darnold better than y'all thought. Maybe all of us. Maybe not all of us. But
Let's see it play out even long for a whole season.
I choose not to.
Yeah.
I will take this mini victory right here. Here's what I'm curious about.
Oh, there it is. They were missing both tackles. Let me just point this out, Kevin. James Hudson III last year played 16 games. He also started 7 of those games. Also, DeJuan Johnson played in 11 games last year and started 9. By the way, there was a 4 or 5 game winning streak in those games that he was playing in. So what was the excuse last year? Why is it an excuse this year? Because it shouldn't have been an excuse. They were an 11-6 playoff team last year. So what's the reason this year that they're not any good? I understand that those other guys are supposed to be the starters. These guys played for a winning team last year, and they helped the team win. So there's no excuse saying that they were missing both starting tackles. My apologies for that.
Now, from the 817, I'm going to eat crow on the Cowboys. Can't lie. I really didn't expect them to come out and look so good, great, to start the season. So I'm kind of curious about this, Corey. Like, look, I understand this is our job, but we were also born and raised in the Metroplex. So I'm watching the Cowboys. I'm loving the Cowboys, even if I feel like they're going to end up doing the splits and punching me in the junk to finish out the season.
Yeah, we will.
But what I want to know is when 3:25 rolled around yesterday, or hell, maybe with the fan pregame at 12:30, when the time came around, were you like, all right, I'm ready to get hurt again? Because we've talked about apathy with this fan base all year long. Like, you've seen it on the fan text, the Twitch, the YouTube. We saw it or didn't see it at training camp. But when it all came to pass and it was time to play actual, real football that mattered, did people jump in? Were they like, yeah, okay, I'm in?
I mean, you're going to watch the ratings, right? So either if they were in for positive or negative, they were there.
Yeah.
The ratings are going to tell that story still. Kevin, every year, for me, I mean, just like the Rangers season, just like the Mavericks season, every year I don't take the 30 past years and say, oh, man, because honestly, Clint Sterner had nothing to do with what Dak's doing.
Sure.
All right. So, like, there's a lot of things.
You're right.
And every year is different. I mean, you start over at 0-0 and you can go on and do other things. Things can be great. Things can be worse. So that's where I kind of start my season. Absolutely. I was in yesterday. I was like, all right, I know what this team is when it comes to their running game. I know what Dak Prescott is. Can he look sharper? I'm very interested to see the Mike Zimmer defense. I wanted to see if I was right about Eric Kendricks, and I feel like so far we're doing pretty good there.
I mean, he had an unbelievable game.
So, by the time we got past, because I started my morning, I had a great weekend of football. I told you earlier, my weekend of football was awesome.
Your weekend had to be infinitely better than the weekend of football of Derek Holland. Let's just mention it real quick.
Yeah.
He traveled up to Michigan to root for the Wolverines against Texas, and they got absolutely smashed. And then he drove to Cleveland to root for the Browns, and they also got punched in the face. It was a tough weekend for Mr. Holland.
But I sat down in the morning and I turned on the laptop. I had the Texans and the Colts because that was the most interesting game that was going to be played in full. And then I had it on Red Zone all the way up to kickoff. And Kevin, once it started, I was like, all right, it was an exciting time to be a Cowboys fan again. I was very concerned, though, to start that game in that first drive. I was very concerned that Dak Prescott almost died because Zach Martin missed a block, and I was like, oh, no, this is going to be the worst. But then things woke up. Everybody woke up and got going. This is a team we got to figure out. The one thing that I'm going to judge them on from here on, they have to get better at coming out and starting hot.
Yeah.
Because as every time we get to the playoffs, it's always a very slow thing. And I need the Cowboys to start off a little hotter. But once they got rolling, I felt pretty good. Also, I felt very good about the rookies on the offensive line. They showed up.
What about the secondary, too?
Yeah. Well, the Tyler Guyton, there are a lot of things, a lot of positives. He still has a lot of work to do to be a dominant left tackle. There were a lot of positives in the way that he played. And, Kevin, I think you told me earlier, by the second half, you kind of almost were like, where is Myles Garrett?
Yeah.
And then watching Cooper Beebe, he looked really good in the middle of that offensive line. I'm happy right now.
And I kept juxtaposing it with what the Cowboys were doing. For example, like, you heard about Micah Parsons on every other play. DeMarcus Lawrence just absolutely destroyed Deshaun Watson. Osa Odighizuwa was moving around there, and you're like, holy cow, look at this go. And Jordan Phillips, right? Was he the one who put the hit on Deshaun that I thought was going to be a penalty because he drove him through the turf just about?
How about that D?
Yes, there were so many impacts, or at least names you heard continually for the Cowboys defensive line. And on the other side, once you got past the first quarter, the Browns were like, hey, we're trying our best.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, Kevin, I'm a little disappointed in Kalen Carson.
Oh.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kalen Carson.
Is he going to hold on to the ball?
From the 214, he should have had at least two picks, maybe three. So let's go ahead and let's grab that. All right, let's grab that. Make sure we secure it, turn it around, go upfield. Learn from Diggs. Don't learn how to tackle from Diggs, but learn how to, because the leg whip, Kevin, the leg whip moment that happened because he didn't tackle appropriately. Yeah. He tried to fake, I'm going to lay down on in front of Diggs. I love you, man. You are a fantastic cover cornerback. I need you to tackle the right way. Just do it the right way and nobody gets hurt. All right. If you do it the right way, nobody's going to get hurt. All right.
It was interesting that Carson correctly jumped a route and then didn't get the interception. Like he saw it. He was like, I got it. And then he didn't get the pick, which is confusing.
The other thing too, Kevin, this is how I approach it. The first watch live is Corey, the fan of the Cowboys.
Okay.
So I try to watch the game and just be into the game. Second watch is where I start like going, okay, I didn't watch BB and Guyton. So I had to watch them on the second run through. And then I needed to watch the Cowboys defensive line and to keep an eye on those things. Because during game, when I'm just being fan, I'm watching football, where the football's going. So I'm not paying attention to some of the other things that are going on in the trenches. Kevin.
Got a note for you. Jake Ferguson. Ian Rappaport is rapporting that Jake Ferguson has a sprained MCL, which... it means he'll miss some time. Not great, but were we all afraid for just a second when he went down that was going to be season over for him?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the way that he grabbed his leg, it was like, no. There was a moment where I saw him walking. Like they had him and they were all under him and he was like, no, just let me walk. And I was like, okay, that could be a positive right there. And that's a tough dude right there. Like that is a tough man. But this is great news to hear. It could be something that I don't know. What's the time? Do we have a time frame on this? Maybe 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, maybe 2 to 4.
And listen, from the 214, and I've seen this a couple times. Relax. Don't give them the Lombardi yet. I'm going to wait till December and January to judge. Okay, that's fine. We have to judge the one game that just happened. That's our job.
Sure.
So I'm walking in here today telling you what happened in yesterday's game. I can't predict the rest of the season for you. But I can tell you what happened in yesterday's game. The Cowboys destroyed a good football team yesterday. Or destroyed a miserable football team. But either way, they destroyed them yesterday.
And you went on the road. Look, I'll tell you right now, I hope everybody stays. I want everybody to stay and listen to this show all day, all week, all month, all year. If you're tuning,
do whatever you want.
If you're tuned, that's true. I would prefer if you stayed.
Okay.
If you're tuning in this week for us to talk about who cares because you know they're going to lose in the playoffs,
not going to happen.
That's not me. I'm not going to do that. Do I think that's what's going to happen? In the back of my head, yes. I already said I think they'll go 10-7, get the wild card, and lose in the first round of the playoffs. But I want to be wrong. Don't we all want to be wrong? Like, if you have those feelings, don't you desperately want to be wrong and be like, yes, this is what happened last year, the year before, and the 27 other years before that. But this year, maybe you're going to be wrong. Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. I know the odds are against you. But today, you went on the road and won a game in the NFL. So I don't care about the rest of it. I don't care if you think the Browns should go 0-17. You went on the road and won a game in the NFL, and you got off to a start in a game that you were an underdog in. I'm excited about that. Does that mean they're going to win the Super Bowl? Hell no.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe. But you started off 1-0, which is sure as hell a lot better than the alternative.
Yeah, and I can't not enjoy the season because I'm scared of something that's going to happen in the future.
Fair.
The Cowboys also, their defense held all their running backs under 50 yards. It was 93 total yards, and 39 of that came from Deshaun Watson. Now, Kevin, that is something that plagued the team a little bit last year, was a running quarterback. Deshaun Watson was running for his life.
And did you get the feeling that he gained those yards when the Cowboys quit caring?
Like, yes.
I'm not going to say, I don't think anyone's going to step up there and to a man, they're going to be like, hey, once Turpin returned that punt, I was done for the day. Like, I'm not saying that that happened, but mentally, I could see how you would think that. Let me ask you a quick question, because I know a lot of people want to talk about Tom Brady as well.
Oh, really?
Is there any part of you that thought, especially in his first game ever, when it was 27-3, that Tom Brady was disappointed that the Cowboys didn't go for two on that play? Because then he could spend the rest of the second half talking about, hey, just because you're down 28-3 doesn't mean the game's over. You know what I'm saying? Like, that thought crossed my mind immediately when I was like, just waiting for Tom Brady to go, I don't know. I've seen people come back from this deficit before.
I will tell you this, Kevin. During the game, my father-in-law got in town. Adrian was hanging out with some friends. Lucy was right there between us, and she talked. I've never heard her talk this much. So I was totally into it. I was like, look, I'll turn the TV down and let you talk over Tom Brady for a while. But I didn't mind Tom Brady's approach to this. I don't think he quite understood that Brandon Aubrey is as good as Brandon Aubrey is, because he was like, no, it's time to punt. And they're like, no, this is a 66-yarder. We're going to be okay here. But that is probably the biggest letdown of the entire day yesterday, that Mike McCarthy chose to do a Hail Mary with a quarterback who doesn't quite have the arm to throw that Hail Mary and not give Brandon Aubrey the opportunity to kick a 71-yard field goal.
Or call a timeout. I don't care if you thought the play clock was properly reset or not.
They should
reset it. You had the timeout that you could have just wasted right there and let him kick it. And yeah, I saw it. Did you hear the fans erupt? I know that was like a split, if not pro Cowboys fan base. But when he made that 66-yard field goal, you saw people in Browns gear was like, yes!
I think the Browns fans were even pretty excited about that.
Yes.
They were like, now we don't have to deal with Justin Tucker being at the top of the list. The dude that's in our division always kicking these long field goals in our face. Now we have at least somebody else at the top of it with them.
I'm going to make a plea to the people who run the NFL rule book. I know this is probably not going to happen, but hear me out, Corey.
Fix it.
Brandon Aubrey made a 66-yard field goal in the preseason. Brandon Aubrey made a 66-yard field goal that was 1 second too late or a timeout too late. Why don't we just merge those two things and be like, you know what? I've seen him make it twice. That's good enough for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and put him in the record book.
Yeah.
I know it's probably not going to happen. And yes, for people asking, I did think they were going to let him kick it from 71 yards.
I really did.
Especially because the game was so lopsided at that point. I was like, go ahead.
Yeah, and I mean, with the amount of time that was left, the only thing that could have been the bad thing out of that was it gets returned for a touchdown, right? They catch it, it gets returned for a touchdown. The thing that happened with Dak for the Hail Mary, I was terrified for that moment. That could have gone wrong.
And he got hit on that,
I would have rather them have just kneeled it out at that point and said,
sure,
all right, we'll see you later on this. But, man, I would have loved to see that opportunity for Brandon Aubrey. But knowing that he hit that 66-yarder, Kevin, I still have zero doubt. Because, like you said, that 66-yarder he hit in the preseason was an indoors with a roof. This was outdoors, open-air stadium, and he drilled it like, I got this. So the complete confidence there, and he's going to get plenty of use if the offense continues to stall out.
Is it, and you know, we will need to talk about that as the day goes along, is it weird that he makes the 57-yard field goal, and I was like, of course he did.
Of course he did.
That's still a crazy field goal to make. If you kick a ball from 57 yards and make the field goal, that's amazing. And in my head, I was like, well, sure.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's going to make
that. He's going to do that because that's what he does.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.